This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. As farmers, ranchers, and rural communities grapple with a devastatingly weak farm economy, nearly 200 organizations, including AFBF and several state farm bureaus, are urging congressional budget writers to reject calls for additional cuts to farm bill programs. The groups pointed out that the bipartisan budget-neutral 2018 farm bill was built upon the previous farm bill, which made a significant contribution to deficit reduction. In a letter sent to House and Senate Budget and Appropriations Committee leaders, the farm groups noted that these difficult cuts in 2014 resulted from hard choices made in partnership with agricultural leaders and were designed to substantially reform the farm safety net, conservation initiatives, and nutrition assistance, ultimately reducing the financial support provided to America's farmers and ranchers. A recently introduced House bill would give an economic boost to young people in agriculture by allowing 4-H and FFA students aged 21 and younger to keep more of the modest income they earn. The students can turn around and put the money toward higher education or future agricultural projects. The Student Agriculture Protection Act of 2019 would create a tax exemption for the first $5,000 of income students earn from projects completed through 4-H or FFA. The Farm Bureau-supported measure was introduced by Representative Michael McCaul of Texas. The American Broadband Initiative by the Trump administration is providing critical broadband connections in rural areas. Megan Nelson, economic analyst at AFBF, explained in a recent interview that the initiative focuses on improving rural economies because access to broadband is no longer a luxury, it's a necessity. She said access to reliable high-speed broadband is critical to modern agriculture practices and the quality of life for rural Americans. While the American Broadband Initiative is taking some great steps in the right direction, there are still 24 million Americans lacking adequate access to broadband. That includes the 29% of U.S. farmers who report having no internet connection on the farm, according to an Agriculture Department survey. A bipartisan group of House lawmakers recently introduced the Farm Bureau-supported Health Insurance Tax Relief Act, which would prevent the health insurance tax from going into effect until after 2021. Most farmers, ranchers, and other small businesses do not have a large enough pool of employees to self-insure, so they purchase health insurance for themselves, their families, and their employees on the fully insured market. The bill addresses one of the major concerns that farmers and ranchers have related to health insurance, cost. The health insurance tax has increased health insurance costs for farmers, ranchers, and other small businesses by imposing a levy on net premiums of health insurance companies, which is then passed on to consumers, AFBF President Zippy Duvall said in a letter thanking the bill's authors, Representatives Amy Barra of California, Josh Gottheimer of New Jersey, Jackie Walorski of Indiana, and Kenny Marchant of Texas. The Agriculture Department's March 11 Federal Grain Inspection Service report revealed soybean export inspections at 987 million bushels, down 33% from this time last year. At over 1 billion bushels, corn export inspections are up 241 million bushels, or 30% from prior year levels. The Nebraska Farm Bureau has launched relief efforts to aid Nebraska farmers, ranchers, and rural communities suffering from the natural disasters that have impacted the state. The relief efforts include the establishment of a disaster relief fund and launch of an online agriculture disaster exchange portal to connect those in need with those who can help. Money donated to the disaster relief fund will be targeted to aid Nebraska farmers, ranchers, and rural communities affected by recent storms and flooding. Priority will be given to efforts to restore health and safety in rural communities and to farm and ranch households that have been damaged or displaced by the natural disaster. To donate or apply for aid from the Disaster Relief Fund, utilize the Agriculture Disaster Exchange Portal or access other disaster assistance resources. Visit www.nefb.org/disaster. Reuters recently reported that large parts of Nebraska and the U.S. Central Plains remained underwater over the weekend after a late winter bomb cyclone storm triggered historic flooding along the Missouri and Platte Rivers, resulting in two deaths, tearing apart homes, and swallowing roadways. Dangerous flooding conditions continued through the weekend in Nebraska, as well as in the south and west central Iowa, particularly along the Missouri River. Flooding is expected to continue in Nebraska through Thursday. Ranchers are facing tough challenges caring for livestock, with many posting images on social media of their cattle being dug out of snowdrifts or stranded in fields. Follow the hashtags #NebraskaFlood and #NebraskaStrong on social media for updates or to share your story about the flood. The American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture recently seated four new board members for two-year terms. They are Katie Akins of Arizona, State Farm Bureau Foundation representative, Kalina Bruce of Missouri, American Farm Bureau Federation Young Farmers and Ranchers representatives, Kevin Daugherty of Illinois, Ag in the Classroom representative, and Denise Heimel of Louisiana, American Farm Bureau Women's Leadership representative. Recent foundation accomplishments include the launch of Feeding Minds Press, a children's book publishing venture, updates to the My American Farm online game platform, which educates pre-K to fifth grade learners about agriculture in an entertaining way, and the release of the Food and Farm Facts Junior Edition, which answers questions children have about farming practices. U.S. agricultural exports have been growing for decades thanks to strong demand from developing economies. Part of this growth has been fueled by U.S. assistance and academic research. In addition to benefits abroad, these foreign investments bring major returns to the U.S. Since 2000, countries in Asia, Africa, and Latin America have driven growth of nearly $100 billion in annual U.S. agricultural exports. Not long ago, many of these countries received more financial assistance than they spent on U.S. goods. Today, they represent some of our largest trading partners. For example, South Korea went from being a net recipient of U.S. aid to importing more than 2 million metric tons of soybeans, and U.S. exports to the country increased from $2.55 billion to $5.69 billion in 2016. Hashtag Women in Ag recognizes the contributions of women involved in agriculture during Women's History Month. AFBF is proud to salute Krista Swanson, an Illinois farmer and Farm Bureau leader. Swanson is a member of Illinois Farm Bureau's Farm Production and Marketing Group, a strength with advisory team, which helps surface emerging topics in agriculture and provide a vision for the organization. She's also involved in the Illinois Farm Families Program, which focuses on consumer outreach through a variety of avenues. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.